Speaking today with Lauren Jackson, who is the candidate for district clerk in Harris County. Lauren, normally I start people off by asking them why they're running for the particular office, but let's take a step back and ask something a little bit more basic. What exactly is it that the district clerk does?
That's a good question. The district clerk in Harris County is responsible for maintaining records for 74 courts in Harris County, which includes 15 county criminal courts at law and 59 district courts in Harris County. It also administers the jury summons system, so when you get your jury summons in the mail, that comes from the district clerk's office. Also, we are responsible for accounting for monies that have been received into the court registry, as well as providing customer service for child support cases in Harris County.
Okay, so having said that, why are you running for this office?
Good question. I'm an attorney, litigation attorney, and for the last 5 years of my practice, I've been focusing on predominantly litigation. And one of the things in practice that, you know, I tend to have some virtually daily interactions with the district clerk's office, and a lot of the larger firms in Harris County, usually the attorneys don't have much interaction. It's usually the paralegals and legal assistants that, you know, tend to have interaction with the district clerk's office. However, in my practice at my firm, a lot of the times it's me. And, you know, I grew frustrated, extremely frustrated over time when I'm trying to find records and documents that are online. And, you know, for example, there's an e-doc system that they have in place right now. According to the district clerk, they've scanned and imaged all the documents from 1985 forward. Well, I can tell you that they haven't, because I've been trying to find documents from 1985 forward and they don't exist. And it takes too much time. I have to get in my car. I have to drive down to the courthouse. I have to stand there. I have to wait 45 minutes for them to locate the file, get me the file. Then I have to go through the file, and usually what I'm looking for is right there. And so it's frustrating to know that, you know, the technology in the office is not where it should be compared to the other counties in Texas. And for me, the real reason why I'm running is because I know that one day when I go back to practicing law, I want to make sure that my practice is much more efficient. And, you know, it's much more cost effective for the citizens of Harris County as well. And that's really what I want to do, make it a better place for everybody.
Okay, so what is your vision for this office and what you want to do with it specifically?
My vision for this office, there's a real separation between my opponent and myself. My opponent, I guess you could sum up her vision of the office in two words, and that's digitize the documents. That's been what's been going on for the last year. It's nothing but, you know, as documents are coming in and as paper is being filed, they prefer to scan the documents in and put them in the system. It's cumbersome and it's a waste of taxpayer money. My vision for the office is electronic filing. It's pretty much what I want to do. Implement a, you know, system-wide, standardized, county-wide electronic filing system so that we can eliminate paper filing and eliminate a lot of the redundancy that exists in the current system today.
Now, your opponent was appointed after the previous incumbent, Charles Bacharese, made a run for the county judge office. As I recall, Mr. Bacharese spoke a lot about upgrading the technology in the district clerk's office, and I believe made a point in his race for county judge of talking about how he would frequently return money to the county because he was coming in under budget. What's your assessment of that? I mean, what he did in his office and where you think it needs to go?
Well, I won't comment on Charles because he's no longer there, but I will comment on the current state of affairs as they exist today. And my opponent recently published an article in the Jewish Herald Voice where she basically praised herself for giving $700,000 back to the county general fund. Let me tell you why that's a problem. Many of the other counties in Texas right now are implementing, you know, they're basically trying to modernize their technological infrastructure in their courts. Harris County is not. A lot of the other counties in Texas are. We're not. The other issue with that is court clerks. You know, people should remember the stories from Ray Hardy years ago when the court clerks had a little walkout, and basically the whole judicial system in Harris County shut down for the day. The court clerk is probably one of the most vital aspects of the entire district clerk's office. The court clerks are the people who basically, you know, when the court's running, whether they're turning the dockets, whether they're, you know, taking in all the things that are being filed and preparing the records that bring to courts, that all the information is available for the parties, for the judge. It's an extremely important job. And unfortunately, if you look right now, anybody can research the facts, they have certain ceilings, okay? There's certain monetary ceilings. None of the clerks are making the ceiling. None of them are. They haven't gotten a pay raise in a long time. And if we don't have clerks, see, it takes 6 months to 2 years to train a clerk. 6 months to train them, really 2 years for them to become proficient. If you can't keep clerks in the court and you're constantly having a high turnover rate of clerks, it becomes increasingly difficult for the wheels of justice and for the system, you know, in Harris County to continue going forward in an efficient way. But by refusing to give these clerks pay raises, by refusing to up their pay to where we can have more people who want to compete for those jobs. You see, right now as a court clerk, there are times when you may have to stay till 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night when there's trials going on and things of that nature. And as it stands now, a lot of the folks that are down there, they'd rather work in the file room or work somewhere else simply because, you know, it's a little less responsibility and, you know, the pay is not that much different. And to me, that's sad. The court clerk should be one of the most revered positions we have in all of the district clerk's office, and I firmly and strongly believe that the $700,000 that my opponent gave back, she could have used to set up a fund for more training for clerks, she could have used to hire more clerks, she could have used to give all the clerks a pay raise and all the staff in the district clerk's office a pay raise so that we can have, you know, better employees, people who love their job. I mean, my vision for the office is to have clerks there for 20 years, 25 years, because then they're more efficient, they're good at what they do, and it only makes it better for the people of Harris County when they call in. They want to know answers to their questions about documents. They want to find files. Okay, if we have people who are paid well and they have been there for a long time, it's going to be much easier to access that information for all the people in Harris County.
You mentioned that the district clerk's office is also responsible for jury summonses. What's your assessment of how that is working, and what would you like to see done to improve it?
Really, there's not a whole lot that a district clerk can do for the system other than resetting the wheel. For those that don't know, the wheel is what they affectionately refer to from old terms, where there was an actual wheel they'd go in to use to, you know, determine who's going to do jury duty and stuff. But now it's a computer program, and in Harris County it pulls rolls from the voter registration databases and the driver's license databases, so it's a hybrid system. And really, you know, if any changes are going to be made, it's going to have to come from the legislature and not really from the district clerk's office. Like I said, the only thing the district clerk can do is just basically reset the system, and that's it, which was done not too long ago. But again, it's like applying Band-Aids.
Okay. As I understand it, one of the responsibilities of district clerk's office is, the care and maintenance of evidence that has been used in trials. Now, of course, as we know, in places like Dallas County, there have been a number of convictions overturned as new procedures like in DNA evidence have come forward and enabled some of that old trial evidence to be reevaluated and prove that people who were convicted of a crime did not commit it. Can you talk a bit about, you know, what Harris County's policies are, and, you know, what if anything you as a district clerk might do differently?
Well, I think what I would do differently is a lot of that goes into the technological innovation aspect of the office. And what I mean by that is our vision for Harris County is that from the time of an arrest, you know, when the police or the sheriffs are running an APHIS, to the district attorney's office at the time of intake when charges are filed, to going into court throughout the motion process, the plea process, to the time when a judgment is entered, that everything is done electronically. What we would love to do, for example, let's take the criminal context. What we would love to do is be able to have, let's say, a DWI video, the video of a police officer stopping somebody, you know, the video of the arrest, the video back at the police station with the tests that are done, the sobriety tests. We want to have that information that's available online for attorneys to be able to go and view those things online. When we have it in an electronic format, we can also duplicate it and keep it in backup servers that we can use, so years and years in the future. As far as other evidence, obviously you can't store some things can't be stored electronically, some kinds of evidence can. We want to store everything we can electronically, preserve it for future use, and that's firmly where I stand on that.
Okay. Are there any issues, are there any aspects of public policy that the district clerk is responsible for, or is it mostly, well, as the name implies, kind of more of a clerical and maintenance position?
I mean, it's really an administrative position with a huge scope of responsibility. There are, you know, 540 plus employees in the office today. In terms of public policy, really, There's not a lot, and that's the problem. You know, right now we know that the tax assessor's office, you know, they say they have 34 people who go out into the community to help register people to vote and educate them about the voting process. Unfortunately, I mean, I've only seen one. Other people may have seen some others, but that's something that I believe strongly the district clerk's office needs to start doing, is you know, having some folks that we can use to go out into the communities to tell folks, listen, you can come down here, here's how you can access records. Business owners, if you want to, you know, try to research criminal records on, you know, potential employees, that's information you can come down to the criminal courthouse at 1201 Franklin and get from the district clerk's office. If you have information about, you know, divorce proceedings, if you want information about various kinds of lawsuits that are going on, that's information that you should be able to get from coming down to the district clerk's office. But the problem is that people in the community don't know. And so I firmly believe, in terms of any kind of a public policy, the only public policy I would say was that we need to have people who can go into the communities, tell folks, and listen. One of the most important things that the district clerk's office does also is providing customer service for child support payments. I mean, we are basically an arm for the Attorney General's office. And, you know, in Harris County, there are many folks who are making child support payments and stuff. And so we need to let people know, hey, we're here. You can call us, you can talk to us, you can come down and come visit us. And I think that's what we really need to do.
Well, what role does the district clerk play in child support?
Receiving the payments, and then the district clerk's office, upon receiving the payments, forwards them to the Attorney General's office. But we're also there in terms of the customer service. We're able to answer questions for people who may have questions about the process or questions about the payments and things of that nature.
And are there, what opportunities for improvement exist in that?
I mean, really, the only thing really that we can do to improve is just basically to train the clerks better that are there, to train the folks that are providing the customer service to the people answering the phones, you know, providing better training for them, and also educating the public, really, that we are here to answer their questions. That's really the basic thing that has to be done, because a lot of that stuff is governed by statute, and there's not a whole lot of changes you can make other than in the customer service aspect, where, you know, we're able to tell people, hey, listen, come talk to us. We're here if you need us. We can answer your questions. And I think that's really the best thing we can do.
You know, is there anything else you'd like to bring up that I haven't asked you about?
You know, I just really want the listeners to know that, you know, my vision for this office is, you know, Harris County, we're the largest county in Texas population-wise. And Harris County should take the leadership role and should have the leadership role in terms of technology and in terms of innovation that's being used in the district clerk's office. Many years ago, we had that, and unfortunately, we don't today. And my vision for this office is to restore Harris County to its leadership role in Texas. I want us to take the lead and be the model and set the standard that the rest of Texas and the rest of the counties in Texas, you know, strive to follow. You know, all the major counties in Texas, Bear, Dallas, Travis, Tarrant, Collin, Fort Bend, they've all begun the modernization of their technology infrastructure, including case management systems, all but Harris County. And as district clerk, I'll lead the effort to acquire and implement a new case management system, an electronic filing system, one that serves all courts instead of the multitude of systems that currently exist. A lot of folks don't know that right now there are many different case management systems. The JP courts have one. County civil courts have one. And these are systems that are in place that are just costing the taxpayer money. It's redundant. And that's one of the things that we're going to do, and that's my vision for the office, is we're going to increase efficiency. We're going to improve customer service. And I'm going to bring effective management to the office. We really want the district clerk's office to be absolutely efficient and innovative so that all the citizens of Harris County can be able to access records from their computers at home. All the information should be contained online, and you ought to be able to sit at your computer at your house, pull up documents that you want online. The documents should be there online for you, and you ought to be able to print those documents from your home computer.
All right. Lauren Jackson, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Wow. Crazy.